Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
All right, we'll get to the Justin Fields in just a second. What did you bring Shane from Jan?
Well, she felt so bad when Shane cut his finger.
Yeah, it was making, your fault.
Making me a drink. I'll accept that. That she got these gloves that apparently you can wear these gloves as you are cooking.
Wow.
And they have a demonstration where a guy's got a hacksaw and he can't cut it. If he has his gloves on, he cannot cut a finger off.
Oh, so she's protecting you.
So Shane can wear these gloves now, and he can go to town on his Manhattan.
That is such a thoughtful gift by Jan. And
Shane, do they work? Look at—he's got them on.
I don't have a knife with me. I can go get one.
Yeah, go get one and try to cut your finger off.
I'll go get a knife.
How many times have you cut yourself while cooking or being a bartender?
So this is five.
Yeah, well, you need the gloves in.
The nurses at that hospital make the joke, we should give you a punch card, that kind of thing.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to go get a knife. I'll be right back.
Well, that's solved.
It's an incredible gift. Seriously.
I didn't know they made stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did she? She must have done the research.
Who knows?
Figured it out.
But that's very thoughtful.
Yes.
That's a very nice gift.
The drink was good. You didn't even taste the blood, did you? Didn't even notice.
I watched. I knew exactly what happened. Keep
that blood to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so Shane's going off to cut off his finger, and we can get back.
To prove that he can't cut off his
whatever
finger.
Happens.
With either result.
Just be sure he does it on camera, whichever happens. So what are we going here for? You going to try to cut your hand?
Yeah, I'm going to put the glove on and go ahead and hack away at my hand there for a second. The brand of the glove, by the way, is No Cry.
Aww.
Which I'd like to be clear, I didn't do that anyway happened.
I would have. You did not. It was very impressive.
Danny, you were crying all that day, but that's just because you didn't have the schedule.
For not breaking the schedule. Thanks. Yeah. Can you cut the glove?
What was he doing? He's trying to stick his knife in his fingers.
I'm definitely getting... It's definitely puncturing the glove.
Oh, wait.
Can you cook with those on, though? Can you multitask? That's the question.
I think you and Jan got a bad deal here, Bubba.
Oh,
wow.
We're slicing this glove in half. All right.
Well, I mean, there's no blood.
I mean, are you going to try?
Not on your hand.
You're not really going to do that when you're cooking, are you?
You're not going to stab your hand.
Right?
Depends what cuisine we're working with.
Okay. Well, you figure out whether or not it's a glove that can be cut with a very sharp knife.
Yeah, I'll try it later.
Okay.
And thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank Jan. So
thank you, Jan.
The Bears coaches were saying all of the right things about Justin Fields. Looks great, footwork, leadership, understanding of the offense is next level, all of that stuff. We have seen in recent NFL history, quarterbacks, if they're going to be special, they either are special second year in the league or third year in the league, second year in a system. Because it's like a new language, right? It takes time to master a system, right? Mahomes is an MVP his second year. Lamar's an MVP his second year. Deshaun Watson had his 5,000-yard season his second year. But guys like Jared Goff, and I know it ended up being inconsistent for him, but... Carson Wentz, his MVP year before he got hurt, was third year in the league, second year in the system. So this is third year in the league, second right. year. There will be an expectation that Justin Fields takes a leap this year. I have said on the air, we will probably know a couple games into the year because he's going to show it. Like maybe he has a bad game, maybe there's a bad matchup, maybe it's right. bad weather, whatever. But give us a couple of games and we'll be able to tell with our eyes, is this different than last year? My question is, do you think the coaches already know? Or are they also wondering live game action? Like, do they need the game reps also? Or do they already know whether or not he's taken the leap?
No, I think they know right now, has he improved? Has he got a grasp of the offense? Has he, you know, got command of a huddle, so to speak? And I think those things are all absolutely he does. I mean, you could see him out there when they got in a 2-minute drill, and that's usually a pretty good indication of where the quarterback. Now, keep in mind, no full speed pass rush, and that separates guys. That, you know, pressure is the thing.
It bursts pipes.
That bursts pipes. Exactly right. Good way to put it. But I mean, when they got in a no huddle situation, he was in total command. He moving receivers around, shifting guys, calling plays, was getting the ball out quick, was getting the ball to the right guys. I mean, he really looked good. I mean, now, I think that if you ask the Bears coaches, they would say, yeah, at this point, he's done everything he can do. Now we got to start playing for real. And when it happens for real, you know, we're going to be optimistic. But
So they need the blitzes and the game plan and all that to really know.
100%. Okay. No question. And I think the biggest thing that I hope that the expectations with Bear fans are with Justin Fields, and this is just my opinion, yes, are there expectations? Absolutely. But I hope it's realistic expectations. You know what I mean?
You're going to be disappointed.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
In terms of the numbers, because we talk about that.
Yeah. Let's not say we got to have Aaron Rodgers numbers. You know what I mean? Out of Justin Fields this year. But if he can make a jump, and it's just really going to be about the passing game. You know, that's really all anybody really cares about at this point. We know what he can do athletically. You know, we can do run the ball. You know, so, I just hope that that we don't jump the gun too quick on him, and that we're realistic and we're somewhat reasonable. I think that's the word. Reasonable expectation.
Reasonable Bears fans it's like jumbo shrimp.
Sure.
Delicious. The oxymoron of descending escalator, permanent talk show host, that kind of stuff. Okay.
I'm fired today, Spiggs.
Yeah. Well,
where's Spiggs? He's here.
Yeah. Coach, I think we
like
really
jumbo shrimp. What? Give me that one again.
It's an oxymoron where the two words they make something
they're in conflict.
It doesn't make sense. Right. Jumbo shrimp. Descending escalator is my favorite.
Okay.
Of all those, but like last year, I thought we worked really hard, Danny, to try.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we did to try and watch the quarterback play independent of the stats from a given game. And help the listeners do the same. And you've got an entire Bears fan populace that is ready to watch him with the same lens because the numbers should jump, and in the end, we'll look at the numbers. But if a given week is 170 yards passing and 65 yards rushing, and they win the game, or even if they don't win the game, he makes a lot of good decisions, and you're seeing that quick trigger. You're seeing him go to the first guy. You're seeing him dump it off if need be, keep the ball out of harm's way. I think I have, maybe it's misguided faith, but I have faith in Bears fans to identify what it looks like for him to take a leap.
So. I hope he does that, and I hope that Bears fans react that way. I really do. I mean, I will tell you this, as I said, receivers made plays yesterday that are going to give him a chance, so that's going to be a positive. And I'll tell you, the sleeper of the free agency, Robert Tonyan.
Really?
Telling you guys, this guy, Cole Kmet they got two tight ends that can play. Robert Tonyan, is a different guy. You flex him out and move him out. He gets against a wide receiver, or against a strong safety, he can have an advantage. And that can put some pressure on a defense when you have a tight end that you can do that with.
Hmm.
And, yeah, so I'll be anxious to see how they use them. But I could very – it's not out of my mindset. And I didn't see this. No one told me this. But if I'm just looking at their offensive personnel, and I could very easily see Mooney and Moore, DJ Moore, you know, or Claypool, whoever, and two tight ends. I could see them going to a lot more two tight end offense.
Because they both can block.
To get their best players on the field and most reliable. I mean, Tonyan, how they got him, I mean, that really was a great deal, I think, in a free agent market.
Okay. I mean, listen, you know, you forgot
what more about football than I know. What don't you like about him?
He has one impressive statistical season, and he's played with Hall of Fame quarterback his entire career, and he's almost 30. Right. And he's not new to the NFL.
Right.
He's never averaged more than 11 yards per catch.
Right.
He has one 11 touchdown season. Every other year it's been two or one touchdowns. Like he's not that productive as a pass catcher. Yeah. In his time in the NFL, and he played with Aaron Rodgers. So,
might be right. I mean,
so that everyone always says, like, he's such a good player. He's such a good player. If you want to talk about, like, blocking and professionalism and, like, I'm right. sure he's great. But the when you talk about that stuff.
Yeah, the injury is the only thing that bothered me, but the production didn't. And now what you're saying, you're making a good point, though. I can't argue that.
Like, why wasn't he more productive when he had Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball? And it's not like, other than Devontae Adams, there were studs on that receiver corps.
Right.
Out there, you know, Rodgers made a lot of guys look really, really good, and Tonyan never looked anything other than average, except the 1 year touchdown wise. But we've seen, I mean, Chase Claypool had 10 receiving touchdowns as a rookie, right? Like you can have like a kind of fluky touchdown season.
Yeah, as a former Tonyan owner in fantasy football, I remember those kind of stretches like you're talking about. But now you've got me curious, Danny, about how productive historically the tight end spot is in the Rodgers Green Bay offense. This is a number one wide out and a lot of running backs. A
lot of running backs.
You know, getting the catch.
Yeah,
so,
no, sure.
When they get down near the goal line, they want to run that ball.
All right, so now there's going to be someone who leaves Aaron Rodgers and is more productive as a pass catcher. Okay. I mean, maybe. We talked to Joe Girardi last week about you, by the way.
Yeah, we did.
Your real estate agent, Joe Girardi.
He loves you.
My man.
Yeah.
Joe.
So you guys were neighbors.
Oh, I love Wani.
Neighbors. He hooked you up with condos. And then he said he never saw you because the life of a football coach was too demanding. You were out the door at 5 a.m., home at 11 p.m. You worked too hard, Dave.
Sick. Stupid. I know. It was crazy. The guy, the builder that built our house built three homes in Lake Forest. Joe's, Scottie Pippen's, and mine. And so we went over and looked at Scottie's, and then he was selling on Joe. You know, Joe was still playing then.
Yeah.
It's Joe is such a great human being, great coach, was a great player. We're having a Christmas party at my house. I'm coaching the Bears. So I got the staff over, and I don't know, you know, everybody. You know, when I say staff, it was the equipment guys, trainers, open door. Come on over to the house. That's just how we did things. And so Joe was invited over, and he's the next door neighbor. And so him and Kim, his wife, are come over. And there is a Sports Illustrated lying on my kitchen counter. And Joe was catching that. He was the backup catcher for the Yankees, I guess, or, you know, I don't know how it worked out. But it was in the World Series. It might have been Game 6 or Game 7.
Wow.
And he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And it's sitting there. And he's talking with coaches and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, half these people don't even realize that guy is that guy. You know what I mean? And Joe is so humble and such a great man that he's just having a beer or whatever, glass of wine, and we're just talking football and talking Bears. And I don't know if anybody even mentioned the Yankees, you know? I think they won the World Series that year. I think they may have.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, but he's...
How was Pippen?
And then Scottie was... Well, I didn't get to know Scotty until I'm coaching the Dolphins, and I ran into him at a club, and he had his big boat down there then in Fort Lauderdale. So I invited him to a game. Okay.
Of course. Of course, you got a Pippen story.
It's unbelievable.
And the next thing I know, every week it's a text. Hey, coach, and Scotty's not showing up by himself. Okay. So we had Scotty and whoever he had with him in the box. And
every week?
No, not every week, but I'm kidding. You know,
but enough. Lots of more, weeks. More than
but,
once.
But that's really when I got to know Scotty a little bit was, when he was done and I was in Miami. And he was, I don't know if he had a house down there, but he was into boating. He had a huge boat down there, big yacht or something, you know.
Nicer boat than Jimmy?
He invited me on it a bunch, but I just never made it, you know. Well, you know, speaking of baseball, you know who was in our box more than Scottie Pippen was Sammy Sosa.
Down in Florida?
Down in the Dolphins.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, Dusty Baker and I have a little relationship. So when Dusty was coaching the Cubs, I'm down in the dugout before the game with my kids and Jan, and we're BSing, and we're going to – and then Dusty says – come on in. Let me introduce you to Sammy and some of the guys. So I go in, you know, and that's the locker room for the game. And Sammy's in there, and he comes out. He's got a dozen of 500. That's when he's got his 500th hit.
Yeah,
a home run.
I'm giving you some baseball.
yeah, you are.
And so he signs these golf balls, these baseballs for us. So we're BSing, and I said, hey, call me sometime. You know, I know you live in Miami. Sure enough, here comes Sammy. You know, and Sammy doesn't show up by himself either. God bless Jan, because she took all the calls, you know, and I didn't, and that was...
This is an incredible wife.
Yeah, it really is.
So we had Sammy, and we had Scotty, and...
So you're saying they had more than a plus one.
And then Pat Riley, you know, he got in, you know, Pat and I became friends. I went down... talked to the Bulls back then, and he came up and talked to the Dolphins, so Jan and I would get on and sit on a bench down there for the Bulls games, and
of course,
and Pat would come up to games. And
you guys have the same hair product.
Him and his
wife.
You and
Pat Riley. You guys have the same hairstyle.
We are both Motown guys.
Oh, really? He's a big Motown guy.
A great little line with Pat. I texted him one time. He obviously was still coaching, and I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" I forget what was going on. Something stupid, you know. And I texted him. I said, "What are you doing?" And we were both drinking a lot of red wine back then, and so forth.
Yeah, back then.
And I said, "What are you doing? You and Ton?" There was a charity thing or something going on. I was trying to see if he was going to go to it. And he texts me. He says, "You know what I'm doing?" He says, "I'm got a glass of red wine. I'm on my boat in Malibu, out in Malibu, California, and I'm listening to Marvin Gaye and thinking, what's going on with the Chicago, with the Miami Heat." He says, I'm wondering what's going on, you know. And
you guys still quote, like, do you text him congrats on making the finals?
I have not. I haven't talked to Pat or anybody down there, in a long time. I have not.
All right.
Since he's been coaching, really.
He doesn't need to. He'll just move on to whichever next amazing circle of celebrities.
I did see him though when they won those games. He still looks good, you know.
He does.
Yeah,
and he's kind of got a football mentality. You know, he was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
and so when he talked to our team and he talks about basketball, I mean, he's tough. It's about defense and it's getting in guys' face and it's.
That's the way he coached.
He's the best, yeah. He's fantastic.
He's not the best. You're the best.
Wani, enjoy Italy. Thank you for coming in.
Okay, I'm out of here. See ya.
Well, I mean, it's been 45 minutes, Dave.
Did I?
Yeah, you want to stay?
No,
you can stay.
No, okay, where's my timesheet? I'm turning into Mitch. All right, I'll see you guys. When I come back, maybe Tony Wise will be with me.
All right.
We'll be waiting.
Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.